In Bristol Bay, commercial fishing in the Nooshigak district reopened at 4 p.m. this afternoon. It had been closed to salmon fishing for nearly a week because a 58-foot vessel sank near Clark's Point and was leaking fuel. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Area management biologist Tim Sands has been monitoring the situation by air. He flew an aerial survey Tuesday morning.
We basically flew down to the wreck site, and we saw no fuel coming out, no sign of any sheen anywhere.
Sands added that fishermen on the district's beaches reported they also did not see or smell fuel on the water. Even though the district's sockeye run is tailing off, Sands said there is still significant interest in fishing for pink, coho, and the remaining red salmon. At least three major processors are still buying.
I'm getting calls from people saying they want to go. So, five or six calls, how many people that represents, I don't know. But definitely there's people who want to fish.
The owner of the vessel is contracting with the private company Resolve Marine on salvage efforts for the 58-foot vessel. Todd Duke is Resolve Marine's Alaska area manager.
Right now, we are actually in a fuel removal process. So we are have divers that are working on the vessel, and they're doing a couple of things. They're pumping the remaining fuel off the vessel, and then they're also sealing vents. They're utilizing a couple of different techniques to seal those up in order to keep any residual fuel from leaking out.
Duke said the salvage team is also conducting surveys to better understand how the vessel is situated on the riverbed. He said that low visibility and strong tidal current has slowed divers' efforts. When the Pacific Knight sank, it was carrying over 1,000 gallons of fuel. Duke said that some of that still remains on the vessel and that divers have removed a substantial amount, but could not provide a specific figure. After the remaining fuel is pumped off, the owner and insurance company will decide whether or not to remove the sunk boat. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.